This week's parsha, we read of the terrible split between Yosef and his brothers. Yosef has these dreams that the brothers feel threatened by because they seem to imply that Yosef is going to be in charge of them. The dream of the sheaths, the dream of the stars. And somehow, later, things work themselves out and Yosef becomes a leader who's there for them and helps move the Jewish people forward into developing into a great nation. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out a very important nuance, difference between the way Yosef's dreams are described in this week's Parsha and how they're described differently when they re-meet in Egypt in Parshat Miketz. If we read the words of this week's Parsha, Yosef describes how he saw their sheaths bowing to his. And the brothers asked him in response, Hamaloch timloch aleinu? Im mashol timshol banu? Is the intention of that dream that you think you're going to rule over us? Or later when he goes to his father, the father says, Havo navo ani v'imcha v'achecha l'shtachvo l'cho arza? Are we meant to be like the stars that are going to be bowing before you? This subjugation of others before the leader. In next week's Parsha, when Yosef sees the brothers, the Torah tells us, Vayiskor Yosef et ha-chalomot asher chalam lohem. Yosef remembers the dreams that he dreamed lohem, for them. Rav Soloveitchik explained that Yosef now saw his dreams in a very different way. His dreams were no longer his power, but his dreams were about his service, what he would be doing for them, and not their subjugation to him. And the pasuk that Chazal quoted, which expresses this idea, appears in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, when Rehavam ascends the throne, and he's trying to figure out how to respond to the people's request to reduce taxes. He asked the advice of the elders who had served before Shlomo. And they responded to him, Vayedabru elav lemor, im hayom tiye eved la'om hazeh, ve'avadetem ve'anitam, v'dibarte lem dvarim tovim, ve'ayu l'cha avadim kol yamim. The elders said to Rehavam, if you are their eved, if they see you as working for them, they'll be committed to you forever. Leadership is not meant to be about power. It's meant to be about service. And when a leader shows that he serves, others are committed to helping him serve them. The Gemara in Horiot, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, tells a story about Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua on a boat. And Rabbi Yeshua impressed Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi, with his own wisdom and wisdom of some of his colleagues. And Rabbi Gamliel wanted to appoint the friends of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar Chisma and Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, to positions of Jewish leadership. And the Gemara says that they hesitated to come. They weren't interested. And he said to them, Kimidumim atem shesrara ani noten lechem. Do you think I'm trying to give you power? Avdut ani noten lechem. I'm trying to bring you for service. Don't feel bad about taking this job as if I'm putting you on a pedestal. I'm giving you an achrayut, a mission, a service. This idea of seeing power, seeing ability, like Yosef, not for self-serving purposes, but really to serve others, is what makes Jewish leadership so unique. And Rav Kook used to describe himself and sign his description of the epitaph. He would write, Eved Le'am Kadosh, a servant, one committed to a holy nation. The great zchut to be able to serve holy people towards holy purposes is what makes a Jewish leader committed and a slave and a servant to the leadership that he can offer to his people. May each of us think about how we can use the skills, abilities, and power that we may have to help move the interests of the Jewish people forward as an Eved La'am Kadosh.